Time to have a look at education. We do it every week. And in fact, time to look at the education of the future with a gentleman that he's not talking about the future. He is the future. John Moschetti, Professor John Moschetti. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Look, someone dressed like that, I think you are the future, mate.
Right. And yeah. The past.
And the past as well. That's all. They all blend into one. Look, this week we're talking about, again, the jobs that may or may not be there. And hopefully education institutions can get on board with that. But the new work order. Can you explain to us what that is all about today?
You know, Mark, we got a lot of parents who may have just dropped their kids off at school this morning, and they're wondering, are their kids doing stuff in school that's old school or new school? What combination's right for those kids and the best future that they might have? And that's where I think this Foundations for Young Australians report that came out last week actually gives us a really compelling glimpse into what we need to be doing more of in schools, and is aligned with a lot of things we've talked about over the last few months.
Because there are some interesting stats about, you know, hey, in the next few years we're going to be doing more of this at work and less of some of the things that do monopolise our time currently.
Yeah, so this report, FYA, if you're looking for it online, you could go to the Foundation for Young Australians report. But for example, problem solving sounds like a vague term, but as they've done their mathematics on jobs that appear to be those that'll be scaled up for the future, actually 6 hours more a week of problem solving into work.
That's almost a full day's work on just problem solving, extra.
About a day a week. And that's regardless of the discipline or the profession. That's in the aggregate. In judgment and critical thinking, like making tough decisions, that's another 4 hours. That could just be trying to get to Sydney on a day where the M1's backed up. You got to go, do I left or right? Do I trust the GPS or not?
I saw the word judgment there and I thought, is that the kind of judging that I do on a daily basis? Like, but it's no, you, it's a bit more serious.
It's a little bit of that. A little sarcasm can't hurt. Written communication, which is something we got to continue to improve on, another 2 hours a week of writing. You know, even web content that's so valuable today. Think of all the websites now in the world, and what they really need is new content because we're just zapping it up. So that's a key component. Working together another hour a week. Verbal communication, which in your business is the business, but it's another hour a week. All of that adds up to a massive amount of extra critical thinking, problem solving, communication, collaboration, which actually aren't skills we assess in school very much, but you'll see many schools around the Hunter, around Australia, trying to get more of that integrated in the curriculum. This is validation for that changeover or transformation of skill set.
So would it be fair to say, and I know we have covered this as well, that some of the schools that are looking ahead, they've got their head around this sort of data, and they're sort of trying to apply that to the day-to-day learning and, I guess, problem solving in school now?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, what it represents is in the work that young people will be doing in the near future, about 100% more time will be spent working together to solve problems than it is today. And many of the robotic skills that we do that are easily automated will continue to be. If we look at the telephone operator of 50 years ago who plugged wires into the wall, that became an operator which actually was more for politeness and problem solving, those positions have all been outsourced to technology. Think of any skill now that looks that way, they're going to be gone. So we've got to prepare young people to be adaptable and flexible and creative in addition to being able to solve problems and communicate well, because the things that will shift are going to dramatically change the economy even more.
I think too, when these things happen, I mean, we sort of have the warning signs there. It's written on the wall, but when it happens, it just happens so quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, and part of it is that I don't know that we've really thought about the number of hours per week we're in professional learning. Like, who taught you to download an app? It was probably self-taught. But there are some skills we have to learn on the job with our colleagues, with our employers. They're looking at another 13 hours a week, another day and a half or so of ongoing learning to keep up with technology, to learn new skills, to learn new languages, to learn new marketplace techniques. So in fact, one of the things we have to think about work is, and school going together, that you're not done learning. A skill is going to continue to evolve all the time.
I think we can look at these numbers and these percentages, or an extra 2 hours here, an extra 3 hours there. And on one hand, you can say, gee, how do I get time to do my actual job? But this stuff is going to become the job, isn't it?
Right. And in just some professions, I'll give an example, we'll spend 16 hours in some service jobs doing less time filling orders, compiling pay slips, compiling receipts and stock inventory, because we can have that done automatically, right? In Hangzhou, China, Jack Ma just opened a store which has nobody that works there. You go in with your app, you take the stuff off the shelf, it automatically deducts it from your account. Now, that's really good if you're interested in the way the future goes. It's really bad if you used to work in a store. So the kinds of skills that can be automated will, but that will increase the ability to develop apps, deal with systems update, work and solve problems, manage people. Those are increasing almost the same percentage of the things we've dropped off. But those are the people skills that we have to build into the school curriculum that right now are still sort of in transition. Many schools holding on to the schools we've had in the past, not the ones we need for the future.
Is it fair to say that a lot of this sort of stuff that we're talking about here is not part of, say, any of the normal standardized testings, the NAPLAN, things like that?
Yeah, the NAPLAN and HSC almost go silent on all of these skills, and absolutely a renovation and renaissance of assessment has to take place.
Obviously, yes, and that does need to happen. Is there a reason why, on the whole, this is not happening?
Well, it's a very difficult thing to judge collaboration, problem-solving, and creativity and standardize that, because otherwise it ends up being something that looks the
same. How do you give someone a mark out of 100 for that?
What the countries do that are beating us right now in those skill sets is they actually trust teachers to make those judgments. They include parents in the conversation. They're not relying on a number or a guess C when you're stuck as the answer to determine knowledge. So we're going to have to trust teachers to be really compelling judges of kids' ability to be this kind of creative thinker.
To be fair, though, that they usually are anyway.
And they're actually the best judge. Students' marks later on are actually the ones that are the best judges of a student's future, not a standardized test. So investing in teachers is probably the way forward.
This may be the way forward, but again, by that suit that John's wearing at the moment, I'd say the future is now.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Professor John Vachetti, the future is now, and getting everybody ready for the new work order at 2NURFM, 28 past 9.